What's going on, baseball fans? We're back after the trade deadline. We're going to give you the highlights from the trade deadline. Mets, Yankees, Cardinals. You know, the Mets were busy. We got Immaculate Grid. We got Guess That Player and our classic parlay bets. So roll that music.
What's up, Ballpark B fans? How we doing? Thank you, Jimmy, for starting us off today. I kind of gave him that job beginning episode and took his few takes, but my boy did it. Proud of him. May see himself in that new role. How did you like it? Was it good? Was it fun?
Yeah, I mean, it took a couple takes. I think I interviewed, you know, probably averagely. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. We'll let the fans decide.
Yeah, I'd give it a solid 7.5. I think next time you do it, you're going to be very good. And I'm proud of you. Good job, man.
Jimmy, you can only get better from here.
Yeah, it's not that good, so it's going to go up.
Oh, man. I can't wait to get into that deadline, boys. It was such an interesting deadline for all teams, I would say. Especially the Yankees. Very interesting. But we'll get into that. I'll have a lot to say.
Wait. Did you just say that the most interesting team in this group at the deadline was the Yankees?
The New York Yankees did absolutely nothing. Their two trades... we'll get into it. But
the most interesting was 100% the Mets.
No. The Mets was obvious.
Okay. Well, I can't wait for you to get into your rant, but let me just start by saying with the Yankees, you're in last place in a division with four teams that are better than you. So
exactly.
If you expected to buy, you're crazy. And if you expected them to sell, then there's nothing of value there.
I mean, sure. The Cardinals did their thing. They sold a bunch of pieces. They got some good returns. So yeah, that's what we're going to talk about this week. I don't think we really need much of a team recap besides all of our teams suck. And there's no point in beating that same drum every single week.
Hang on. The Mets were the best team in the NL in July.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, and they're still 17.5
that's,
out.
That's your weekly recap, ladies and gentlemen. The Mets were the best team in July. All right. There's no need for team recaps. It's trade deadline. This is all about trade deadline this week. All right. So that's what we're going to talk about all episode until we get into our other fun stuff. So I guess we'll kind of go into how our teams did for the trade deadline. Nick, you're going to start us off because you'll be the quickest. And then we'll roll into Jimmy and then I'll end it off. But Cardinals, how was your trade deadline? How do you feel about your returns? What do you feel about the direction your team's going in?
Yeah, I mean, the Cardinals sold this trade deadline. Kind of expected, 47-60 on the year, last place. You know, they really need pitching. So they traded, I actually traded some pitchers for prospect pitchers, which I'm actually happy about. Jack Flaherty got traded to the Orioles for two prospects. I honestly don't know how to say this one dude's name.
Cesar Prieto, Drew Rahm, and Zach Showalter. Orioles number 16 and the Orioles number 18 prospect. Showalter's not ranked.
Okay, yeah. This one doesn't even say his name on the list. They traded Paul DeJong for Matt Svensson. Jordan Montgomery and Stratton for John King. I don't know how to say that dude's name. Toke? Roby? And Thomas something. And then Jordan Hicks for Sam Roberts and Adam Klopfenstein. I mean, they got a lot of prospects that fit into the Cardinals' top 10 system, which I'm very happy about. They're starting to go to the younger players rather than what we have now. I think the worst trade out of the four is the Jordan Hicks one. The players they got really aren't up to par with what Jordan Hicks is capable of doing. I mean, the best one that I like is the Montgomery one with John King and them. Roby gets put into number 4 prospect in our system. Who was the other one that came with him? Thomas is number 8. I mean, we got a lot of young pitching now that are in AA, AAA. So looks like the Cardinals are finally moving in the right direction with these young players.
The only thing I'm going to disagree with is Jordan Hicks trade. I think you got good value. It is a rental for them. So I don't see the need for big time prospects for him. And also, I don't. Last time I checked, he wasn't having that great of a year, but I think you got pretty good returns for the rest of your, you know, trades. You got now ranked Tekoa Roby, who's your fourth best prospect. You got Sem Rabursi. You got Michael Skeezy, Cesar Prieto, all now in your top 10. So I think you got some young pitchers, some young infielding depth. And I think the Cardinals had a pretty decent deadline and, you know, just retool for the future. That's kind of what a lot of teams have been doing. And I think that's the Mets direction as well. If Jimmy wants to tell us about that, unless he wants to talk about the Cardinals.
I have no interest in the Cardinals. I got a lot to say about the Mets.
All right. You heard it there. I guess we're going to hear all about what the Mets are doing. They're not competing until 2025, said by Epler, just letting you guys know. All right, let's hear it, Jim.
I got a laundry list. I'm going to go in chronological order, though.
Take your time.
Eduardo Escobar dealt to the Angels for Coleman Crowe and Landon Marceau. Coleman Crowe slots in at number 16 in the Mets farm system, Landon Marceau number 25. David Robertson to Miami, Marco Vargas, number 9 prospect for the Mets, and Ronald Hernandez, number 21 prospect for the Mets, coming back in that trade. The big one, Max Scherzer to the Rangers, plus $35 million in cash to bring Scherzer's salary down to $22.5 million next year. But in exchange, we get Ronald Acuna's brother, Luis Angel Acuna. Evidently, Ronald admitted that his brother is better than him at his age, so... we'll have to see. He slots in as the Mets' number 2 prospect right now. The only reason we're able to get that top prospect in return for Scherzer is by paying most of his salary. Kind of big brain plays, in my opinion, if you're going to be getting rid of some of these huge contracts.
You basically bought the prospect, essentially.
I know. And if we have an owner that's willing to spend his money and not mine, I'm fine with that. So whatever, we'll take the creativity, we'll take the deep pockets, and have Ronald Acuna Jr.'s brother. Luis Angel. Next trade, we have Mark Kania for Justin Jarvis, for, number 15 prospect for the Mets. Kania going to the Brewers. Justin Verlander back to Houston, another big one. We get Drew Gilbert and Ryan Clifford in that trade. Houston's top, I think, first and fourth ranked prospects will be the Mets' fourth and sixth ranked prospects, respectively. Again, another big lump of sum of money going to the Astros for Verlander's contract, essentially half of what he's owed the rest of his contract through 2025. Home stretch here. We'll go through these ones a little quicker. Fam to Arizona for an unranked rookie. Dominic Leone for Jeremiah Jackson, number 22 in the Mets system, going to the Angels. Phil Bickford and Adam Kolarek traded for cash from the Dodgers. All in all, 4 top 10 prospects for the Mets, 5 more top 30 prospects. The farm system's rich, but I don't know where this team's going next year.
Yeah, I mean, like we were talking about, it's a retool, but I don't know. The rotation's done.
Shot.
The rotation's shot. So
you know what? Here's what I think. So the quote that came out today was Scherzer saying, you know, how Epler was basically punting this year, punting next year as well. Yeah. The earliest we'd be able to compete is 2025.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, are we not going to go after the two big Japanese pitchers? Like, are we not going after Yamamoto? Are we not going to go after Shohei Ohtani? Two, you know, potentially top of the line rotation pieces for a rotation that's very thin. Yeah. Cleared up all that money. Like, is Shohei Ohtani not in play? Are we just going to like punt on that opportunity? I feel like that's something that is a way to like calm the fire now, but I don't necessarily see us just letting 2024 go with those kinds of free agents available.
Yeah, as much as I want Ohtani on the East Coast, I don't think he wants to be on the East Coast. I think he likes the West Coast. So I think if he was to change teams, I think it's going to the Dodgers. That makes the most sense. I don't think he's coming to the East Coast. But Yamamoto, I mean, hey, there's going to be a lot of teams lined up for him. He looks really good. Not Ohtani good, but his delivery is very repeatable. He throws high, a good fastball, very good breaking stuff. He's going to be a very good starting pitcher. I'm waiting on Roky, but Yamamoto's going to be pretty good.
Well, you got to wait until like 2029 for Roky.
I know. That's the thing. when they can finally be posted.
Another thing I'm thinking about with these Metropolitans, how are we going to recruit free agents to come? Like if we just went through, if we just went through this fire sale, like what is our sales pitch now? Like what had happened in 2021 was amazing. Actually, the 2021 offseason when we got Scherzer and you know recruited him to come to the team, that sent a message, right? So then we signed some really good role players with you know Kanya, with Escobar, with Marte, who had good seasons in 2021. Or in 2022, and we won 101 games. So the selling point was there for 2023. Now that's been torn down and broken apart. So what does 2024 look like as far as recruiting people? What does 2025 look like? And then as a second point to that, like where do we stand with Pete Alonso? Is he going to want to even re-sign with us? Yeah. That's another question that I've been asking. So very interesting trade deadline. We got good returns because we paid for them. But you know, we'll have to see if it comes to fruition.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. I mean, they, you know, potential free agents see you guys go all out this off season. Right. And it doesn't work out. And it's just like a fire sale kind of, that may turn some people off, you know, if like, oh, maybe it doesn't work out. They're just going to sell me, you know? I mean, you know, who knows, but it's something people look at 100%. And it sucks for the Mets because the Mets had a lot riding on this season. They, you know, highest salary ever. Verlander, Scherzer at the top of the rotation. And, you know, they won 101 games last year. And this year was supposed to be the year. And like always, the Mets failed. And, you know, it's another rebuild now. It sucks. Because now, you know, it's kind of what I'm going to get into about the Yankees is you're kind of wasting the primes of Lindor. I mean, Alonso, I wouldn't say is in his prime yet. Prime is usually like, would you say he's in his prime yet or no?
It'd be like early 30s, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So usually around. Yeah. But you're wasting
Lindor. The development stage of it though.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you're wasting Lindor's prime. The good thing is like when you guys are ready, Alvarez will be fully, you know, progressed. He'll be a stud behind the plate. Brett Beatty will hopefully, you know, figure it all out and be your cornerstone at third base. Then you'll have Alonso. Lindor will probably still be there. He will. And, you know, who knows where else you'll go from there. I mean, you got some good young outfield prospects. And we'll see. But it's interesting what the Mets are doing. And I wonder, I would love to be in the front office right now between and hear the conversation between Epler and Cullen. Very interesting.
You got it, bro. Yep. So we'll have to see. I see Acuna maybe, you know, coming up, you know, maybe even next year. I don't know, like 2024. You could play one of the corner outfields with a little bit more time in AAA, maybe. I think he's in AA now. 5'8". Yeah, well, he could play, though. He's anything like his brother. You know, Nimmo is going to be the center fielder of the future. You know, we signed Jeff McNeil to second base, but I see Mauricio maybe coming up in September. I was shocked to not see him get called up after all the trades.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think Ronnie Mauricio is going to have a shot at the infield next year, definitely. I think in September he'll get called, though. They have to take a look. That's the track that he's on, right? Like Alvarez and Beatty got their taste last year and then are, you know, more regulars this year. I think Mauricio this year and then more regular next year, so... But yeah, it's exciting in Queens, less exciting than it was in 2021, but I think I'm still hopeful. I think the long-term vision is there. So let's go Mets, baby.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams are going to start following script with getting younger and getting more athletic. As I think with the pitch clock, it kind of requires you to be a little more athletic. As you can see, as I roll into the Yankees, teams that are a bit older and sluggish, they struggle. I think the pitch clock requires a faster pace, more athleticism, and I think the Yankees lack that. We made two moves this deadline. So, you know, we need help. We need maybe a catcher, maybe an outfielder, possibly sell some guys like Bader, who's going to be a free agent this offseason. Severino's going to be a free agent this offseason. Clay Holmes. But Cashman made two moves. Now, You would think these would be some interesting moves, right? Because the Yankees are only 3.5 games out of the wild card spot. They're 55-51, last place in their division, but still only 3.5 games out of wild card spot. No, he traded for Kenyon Middleton, who is a reliever for the White Sox. We trade our 29th or 30th prospect. I don't even care. And you ready for the other move? Spencer Howard from the fucking Rangers, whoever the hell that guy is, we traded for him for cash considerations. Brian Cashman, what are you doing? How do you expect to compete with the Rays, the Orioles, even the fucking Red Sox for the next 5 years? With LeMahieu, he's going to be a year older next year. Rizzo, year older next year. Stanton, year older next year. Gleyber Torres, his value is not getting any higher than it is right now. Didn't trade him. Luis Severino, free agent, like I said. Domingo Herman, probably the weirdest Yankee lore ever. Beats his wife, pitches well first, you know, few games of his career. Beats his wife, gets suspended, pitches a perfect game, doesn't know how to pitch anymore. Like, his lore is just insane. Domingo Herman should have been traded. Anyways. Who else? Bader, trade him. He can't stay healthy. I love the guy. Great player when he's healthy, but he just cannot stay healthy. He can't. We have two catchers behind the plate who can't hit for shits. And there was two moves made. Two! For relievers. You are wasting the prime of Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge, and I feel so bad for them because this Yankees team is not going to compete with the Orioles. The Orioles are now the monsters of that division. Why? They're in first place, and they still have the number one farm system in the league. And they traded for Jack Flaherty, so the rotation got slightly better. That means they are a slightly better team, even if it's 5 games more wins. Still so much more better. The Orioles are the kings of the AL East, and they will be for a while. I just don't understand what Cashman did this off this fucking deadline. It was terrible, man. It was very frustrating, and I don't know how this team is going to get any better in the offseason with what the contracts we have. Who's going to take Stanton's contract? Mets? No. Cardinals? No. Any 28 other teams? No. Who's going to take Donaldson's contract? That's about $50 million right there. Who's going to take Severino's contract? I mean, well, he's a free agent. Never mind. Gleyber Torres. What are you going to do with him? You're just going to keep playing these old dudes. Instead, I don't understand why they didn't sell a little bit, right? Just sell a little bit. You bring up the young guys, see what you have, and then retool, get more athletic. Anthony Rizzo is fucking toast. DJ LeMahieu is toast. Stanton's toast. Donaldson, toast. For God's sakes, in left field we have Jake Bowers and fucking Billy McKinney. I'd rather Rafael Ortega and what's his name? Billy Stewart or whatever the fuck's playing for the Mets tonight. It's just a bad man. I understand I sound like a crybaby, and thank you for the cry emote in the fucking chat. But as a Yankees fan, you expect a lot of things, and this was terrible. The Mets, I like their deadline. They did what they had to do to retool and get better because that team wasn't going anywhere, right? Cardinals did the same thing. They retooled, and they're getting better. They traded for young pitchers. They needed pitching. That was the whole thing. And they'll be better. The Yankees, they suck, and they will suck for a while. And, yeah, I mean, it's just... it's a miserable time, and I'm not watching another Yankee game the rest of the year. You can hold me to that. Fuck the Yankees.
Oh, man. What a mic rant drop. That was.
mic drop moment.
I mean, honestly, he is right, though. I mean, the Yankees, they obviously can't be happy with their first half of the year. And to watch all these teams do trades, and they just do two trades that mean nothing, I mean, I wouldn't be happy as a fan either. I mean, what were they trying to accomplish with what they did? You know, that's like the way I look at it.
Make a run.
Yeah, make a run. Make a fucking run. A run at last place, because that's where we're going to be. Last place in the AL East. How does that sound, Brian Cashman? How's that sound, Hal? If George Steinbrenner was still alive, this dude would have Brian Cashman like a little weasel by the back of his shirt like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? He'd be fired. He'd be fucking fired. Like, this is... you guys, I understand. Like, I cry about the Yankees all the time. But as a Yankee fan, you expect certain things, right? They're the most storied franchise in the world, the most valuable franchise in the world. One, they don't like to spend money. They don't like going over luxury tax. Two, they don't clearly like to win because they didn't do anything. If I was Brian Cashman, right, I would have looked at it this year.
Right.
All right. We're last place in the AL East. Okay. What do we need to do to make the team better? Are we going to win it this year? No, absolutely not. The Rangers got a whole lot better. Verlander owns the Yankees. Every time he plays the Yankees, he shoves his 12-inch cock down our throats every single time, okay? We're not beating the Astros, not beating the Rangers, not beating the Orioles. Jimmy's typing. And it's just, you guys got me off my thoughts now. I don't know what I was saying. But yeah.
Verlander's safe to say, there's a lot of teams in the AL that are better than the Yankees.
Yes.
They did nothing.
Yes. I would have bought and also sold. That's what I would have done. Yeah, get some talent. Get some young talent. Trade for some young talent. Or, you know, get some players that could help us, controllable guys down the line. But hey, traded for fucking Kenyon Middleton and Spencer Howard. Good
they
job,
sold,
Cashman.
And not in a good way.
They sold. And I am not ever watching a Yankees game the rest of the year. Can't wait for football because my Miami Dolphins are going to win the Super Bowl. But fuck the Yankees. Fuck Brian Cashman. And Heil Steinbrenner, you should be embarrassed. All right? And
all right. There you have it.
That's it. They should be fucking embarrassed, okay? About to start being like Frank the Tank and just tweaking at every moment.
Frank the Tank, man. He's a bad luck charm we didn't need this year.
I don't know how you stay positive, Jimmy. How do you stay fucking positive?
Listen, man, when you don't do anything at the deadline, you can't get better and you can't get worse. You stay the same. When you do something at the deadline, like you break it down, if it's not working, we're 5 games under 500. Braves are an absolute powerhouse in the NL East. We're not catching them. If you make it as a wild card, you'd be lucky if you did. We're 6 games back in the wild card race, and we're probably going to go on like a 10-game winning streak in August to make it weird. It's going to happen, mark my words. But, you know, what the hell was my point that I was trying to make? When you make some trades, you wheel and deal, you bring in some prospects, you get hopeful, man. And if you don't have that, then there's no hope.
No, and that's what I would have been happy. Like, if we traded Gleyber Torres, probably could have got some decent talent in return. If they would have done what most people aren't going to take. Yeah, never mind. No one's taking fucking Stanton or Donaldson or fucking whoever. But yeah, I mean, you're right, bro. You guys did good, and I'm happy for you. At least, you know, there was some bright spots in your deadline. My only bright spot is that I get to watch Kenyon Middleton and Spencer Howard.
Thank well, you. You're not watching, so you're, there's
you
no
hear
need.
About them.
Hear about them, sorry. Never watch. Not watching again, but will not turn it on. Done.
Done.
Done. Done.
There it is. Well, that's a trade deadline, folks. Lots of moves for the Mets. Not
oh, we
a lot
didn't
of
even
moves.
Go for big stuff.
Who cares? Who cares
Giolito?
About the other teams? All our teams suck.
Giolito? Man, the Cubs are going for it, huh?
Cubs made a lot of moves. Angels, I feel like they
the
did
Angels.
Too.
The Angels are so hard trying to keep fucking Shohei Ohtani. They are so trying to. They're like, bro, he literally has their cheeks. He has their freaking cheeks. Because if they did shit, he was 100% leaving. But now, maybe if they make the playoffs, he's like, all right, they actually care. Maybe I'll stay. So we'll see.
It's all behind the curtain, though. It's all fake stuff because they know what they have and they realize they're doing everything they can to keep it. But I don't know, too little, too late. You should have made the playoffs with the squad that you had last few years.
Wasting the prime of Mike Trout is just like, come on, have some respect for one of the best baseball players ever. Please. But she did it. No respect. And if you lose this year, Ohtani's gone. He's going to the Dodgers. He's not coming to the East Coast. He's gone. Angels fans.
I don't know. He probably won't be a Met.
He probably won't be a Yankee. Why would he want to come to the Yankees? They fucking suck.
The Mets
are
rebuilding.
Not going to be a Cardinal.
Well, yeah. We know that. We fucking know that. Oh, man, all our teams suck, and they're going to suck for a while, aren't they? I think the Cardinals may be the better team next year. I think the Cardinals will be the best team next year out of our three teams.
That might have been the nicest thing you said about the Cardinals in like 10 years.
I don't even think that's a hot take. You think that's a hot take, Jimmy?
Well, I don't know who the fuck's on my roster anymore. I'm trying to think.
Rafael Ortega.
probably true. Probably true. Unless we go after, what's his name?
Yamamoto. Yeah, Yamamoto.
We need to go after Yamamoto, and I think we should make a run at Ohtani. I'm sorry. I don't think we should write off 2024, because if you get those two pieces, that's a good team.
What team is not going to line up for Ohtani? What team's not going to give him a blank check and just be like,
tell me your price. You want.
Yeah,
I think only four teams have the capability to do that, though.
The Yankees, the Mets, Dodgers.
Yep. And the Angels, if they were smart.
Yeah, the Angels. I would say those are the top four teams in the maybe, Ohtani sweepstakes.
Maybe the Giants.
Possibly, but they never get high-level people.
No.
Giants are all talk.
They're all talk.
Arson Judge, baby.
Arson Judge. Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa was on like four different teams. Never forget that.
Was a Met.
Yeah, he was.
Maybe that's the curse.
The Correa curse.
Correa curse.
But yeah, man, the deadline was interesting. I don't think it was one of the. I mean, I guess the Mets had the crazy trades. I would say, right?
Oh, yeah, the Mets had the most trades.
Yeah, I mean, the Angels added a lot, man. Grichik, Cron, Giolito, Lopez. Astros got Verlander back. The Rangers added two more starting pitchers. Kind of weird.
Well, you have all these hurt.
Scherzer and Montgomery.
You have all these hurt.
Yeah. The Mets, you know, sold. But
there you go. Let's leave the deadline behind because it's probably not the best topic for us going forward.
It doesn't help with my seasonal depression.
Well, it's literally the summer, so hopefully you can cure yourself before the fall.
Yeah, hopefully, right? Well, Dolphins is coming, so yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's Waddle season, baby.
Waddle.
All right, let's guess that player.
I think Jonathan's going to go first. I'm going first. All right, my player.
Luis Severino, easy.
Think I'm that predictable?
Imagine.
All right, my player has a World Series ring. Two-time All-Star and a Silver Slugger.
Ellinger.
No. He's been in the league for 5 years. Plays in the NL.
Was Chris Bryant a no?
Yeah, not Chris Bryant. Pretty sure Chris Bryant has an MVP.
We didn't say he did or did not have an MVP.
He doesn't have an MVP.
Okay.
Two-time Silver Slugger?
One-time Silver Slugger, two-time All-Star, and he has one World Series ring. He plays in the NL. He is an infielder. I'm not going to give too many fucking hints, because...
Yeah. Dansby?
No, not Dansby. Not Dansby Swanson. He is 26 years of age. He has a career WAR of 15.3.
Make it like a division.
He is. I feel like that's going to give it away.
I mean, you just throw numbers at us. It's really going to mean nothing, at least to me.
He is in the NL East.
Is he Ozzy Albies?
No, it's not. He is...
Slugger. Austin Riley?
No. It is Austin Riley. Wow. Good job.
I hate him.
He's only been in the league for 5 years. I feel like he's been longer.
Good job, Pop. Good job. Proud of you.
Jim? Since I got that one, you're going last.
Guess that's how it works.
All right. My person is a two-time All-Star, one-time World Series champ.
Kyle Tucker.
No. He is in the NL, has played for only two teams in his career.
Juan Soto.
No. He is a lefty bat. I believe now he plays the infield and the outfield. Currently, if I'm correct, currently on the IL for the team he plays for.
Chris Bryant.
No.
Bryant's not a lefty, bro.
That's right.
You're right.
Josh Bell.
No, he's a switch hitter. He is an American born.
Oh, like that fucking helps us.
An American born what?
What do you mean, baseball player?
Well, you didn't finish the sentence. You said he's an American born.
He started his career in the AL, and the team he has been with, he's been with for 6 years. I'm trying to think what else I could like tell you.
I'm not on my game tonight, fellas.
He is in the NL West.
Oh, Tatis. No, he didn't win a World Series. Fuck am I saying?
God, he also bats lefty.
Yeah.
His primary position, I believe, is second base.
Ha-Seong Kim?
No. Damn, I guess my players are this hard.
Dude picks like backup.
I mean, I feel
players.
Like this is like no. I feel like this is like not hard.
Oh, is it? What's
he's on name? The Dodgers.
Oh, I was guessing the Dodgers.
Gavin Lux.
No.
The other second baseman.
Yes.
Miguel Vargas.
No, told you he's on the IL right now.
Is Miguel Vargas on the IL?
His name, first name has three letters in it.
Who cares? Got him.
All right. It's Max Muncy, bro.
Very nice, man. He doesn't play.
You picked the most random fucking dude ever,
what
bro.
What you mean?
Max Muncy plays third.
Oh. Well, he thought he played second. Oh,
dude can't even get the position right.
Oh, he has 27 home runs this year.
He's not played at any other position but third in DH this year.
Well, I wasn't just talking about this year. He's definitely played second base and outfield before.
He's got a top 10 MVP finish, too. Max Muncy, everyone.
Woohoo.
My turn.
Yeah, is it as hard as that?
No.
You got it, dog.
This is going to be the first hint. This was one of the most surprising non-traded players.
Nolan Arenado.
No.
Damn.
He has played for one team in his career.
Dylan Cease.
Bingo. CeCe.
Dylan Cease, man. Should have been moved. The White Sox would have got a freaking haul.
Should have been moved. Has control, I think, for another couple years. He is 27 in the prime of his career. Not the greatest numbers this year, but second in Cy Young Award winning balloting last year. So, Dylan Cease, everyone.
They would have got a haul.
A freaking haul.
Freaking haul, dude. Would have got a goddamn haul. I eat on. All right, let's go into the immaculate grid.
The immaculate?
Yeah.
All right, let's immaculate a grid.
Brian Cashman mentioned Nestor Cortez and Jonathan Weisig as potential boosts on the horizon. He also said that the potential returns for their upcoming free agents didn't justify trading them. Brian Cashman, you are a fucking dick. Macbook, let's go. Seattle and Blue Jays. Teoscar Hernandez.
Damn, you didn't want to give out all of them?
We're not going to tell the folks at home what's up. It's correct, but I mean, I'll go next and I'll give all the teams. We got Seattle, the Brew Crew, and 30 Steals at the top. And then down the left, we got the Toronto Blue Jays, the Houston Astros, and the Angels of Anaheim. Immaculate grid 121 for those playing at home.
First one was Mariners, Blue Jays, Teoscar Hernandez. Thank you.
Me or you, Jim?
I'll go. 30 steals for the Astros, Altuve.
Whoa! Is that actually right?
Oh.
Yeah. 54%. I'm going to go with Houston and Milwaukee, Zach Greinke.
Greinke played for like everybody. Oh, it's my John? Turn?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know right now. Skip my turn for now.
All right, I'll go. Blue Jays, 30 steals. I'm going to go Bo.
I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure.
Shit.
Nope.
Incorrect.
Sold.
Oh, we are not immaculate because Jimmy sold.
I'm very surprised that Jonathan didn't take this one. I'm going to go Angels in 30 bags with Mike Trout.
Oh, Flibbernapper. Flibbernapper.
Sold.
All right. I'm gonna try a crazy one. I don't know if this is right. Mariners and Astros, Phil Maton. Nope, that's wrong.
Who?
Phil Maton.
I don't even know who that is.
Was wrong. Man, this is a tough one, boys.
This is a tough one.
Did Vlad Sr. play for either of Seattle or the Brewers?
I know he played for the Angels.
I know that too.
Nah, I don't think he
played for Seattle. Did he play for the Brewers?
Nah, I don't think so.
Mm.
Did Ichiro play for both?
He didn't play for the Angels or Houston.
I think we might have to turn this into a collective guess now because I don't know any of the other ones.
Yeah, I think that's what we're doing.
What did Randy Johnson play for Houston or no?
Didn't know. Never mind.
No, I don't think Randy Johnson was. All right, this is a tough immaculate grid, folks.
This is tough as hell, bro. Oh man. Brewers and Angels. Hunter Renfro, maybe? I don't know.
We going with it?
Maybe we might as well put something, right?
I'm going for it. That's a dub.
Ding ding ding. That's a dub.
Mike Trout's twin.
Dub.
That's a dub.
Who did Encarnacion play for? Brewers?
Toronto.
I know he played.
Fuck it. Let's just try.
Wait.
I have no clue.
Nelson Cruz, did he play for the Angels?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Nelson Cruz and Mariners.
No, he did not.
All right, we got one more left.
We suck today.
What was the other one you said, Jimmy? I might be right.
Oh, Randy Johnson was right. I already guessed somebody. I already guessed. So yeah, put Randy Johnson, Houston and Seattle. That's a dub.
Joe Carter, 30 stolen bases, Blue Jays. No, unfortunate.
Roberto Alomar was the 30 bags.
Bam. Average score is 6, so we weren't far off. This one was tough.
Three people playing together.
This one's tough, man.
That's your grid.
Yeah. I guess we'll do our parlays. Jimmy, yet again, was not wrong.
Jimmy seems to be the only one that knows how to pick a winning team.
Nick said prior to the podcast, he's just going to do one Friday and put $100 on Jimmy's team because Jimmy does not lose.
Jimmy's like 8-9 in his last 9 weeks.
That's incredible.
This dude does not fucking lose, bro. Crazy.
But, don't tail me, though, because I'm going to get it wrong once you tail me.
Yeah, probably. It do be like that, though.
See, but do you know if I'm going to tell you or not?
I guess not.
Oh, man.
All right, we are doing August 4th.
August 4th, Friday. August 4th.
Well, that's fun to listen to in a podcast.
What a guy.
I'm going with Merrill Kelly and the Diamondbacks over the Twins. Lock it in. Lock it in, boys. Lock it in.
Diamondbacks over the Twins, huh?
What do we got here? I think I got an idea.
Diamondbacks v. Twins. I'm going with the Diamondbacks. And Corbin Kelly. Say Corbin Kelly.
When did Max Scherzer pitch?
I don't know. That's your team, bro.
That's not my team anymore.
Well, your team traded him.
I know. When did he pitch? What's today?
Today is August the 1st.
All right. Well, I'm going to go for this anyway. Go with the Marlins over the Rangers. Jesus Luzardo versus undecided. Could be Max Scherzer.
Could be.
Lock it in.
Merrill taking Kelly's a long shot underdog here.
Wow.
So nobody take my pick, but I'm going Nationals over the Reds.
There you go.
There you go. Nick has locked in the Nationals over the Reds. That would be an upset, wouldn't it?
$100 on Jimmy's pick? That's like Miami? Nick.
That's on Nick, bro. I ain't got big bucks.
The world may never know.
I ain't got big bucks.
Might have to take a loan out for that, though.
Small loan of $100. All right, gentlemen. That was the trade deadline coverage on Ballpark Beef. The Mets sold, the Yankees stunk, and the Cardinals sold. If you told me this is where we would end up in March, back in March, if you told me this is where we would be, I'd be shocked.
Same here.
But that's it. That's it.
By the way,
this
is the last episode ever of Ballpark. No, I'm kidding.
Just give up.
It's like, all right, what are we going to talk about the next 2 months that our teams are just fucking dog shit?
I don't know. Maybe Ballpark Beef will come out bi-weekly. We'll see.
Yeah, because it's going to be hard to figure things out, but we're going to keep it weekly. We've got to keep it going.
No, I know. I was just fronting on you.
It's going to be tough, guys, because our teams, there's that much to talk about. We may turn into more of a... just baseball guys, you know, just talk around the league.
Seven other teams.
That's true, yeah. We are no longer the Mets, Yankees, Cardinals. We're just baseball. Fuck our teams.
Until 2024.
Yeah, maybe.
or 2025.
Or 2025.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, but thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Best Baseball Podcast Out. Appreciate all y'all. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And if you want any apparel, hit up Jimmy. He's got all the apparel. We got t-shirts, hats, sweatpants, sweatshirts, even socks. So hit Jimmy up if you need anything. And I hope you all have a wonderful week. Enjoy your ride home on this Wednesday evening, whatever you're doing, riding. And we will be back next week. Peace out.